Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church. Let the church unite. Take back this country from the hand of the enemy. Let the church unite. Get up and up.
Well, good afternoon. And to God be the glory for all the wonderful, all the awesome, positive, and great prayers that has been answered for you and your family as well as mine. I pray that you had a joyful, productive, and amazingly blessed week as well as weekend. For God is truly good all the time. Do you agree? Well, today is Monday. It is May the 30th. We are celebrating a holiday called Memorial Day. We just want to certainly thank all of the men and women who gave their lives to save ours in the line of duty. We will forever be grateful and will continue to lift up your families in prayer. Amen. My name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith. I am your co-host together with my gifted and anointed husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the host of our dynamic radio broadcast entitled Come Together for a Change, which is every Monday afternoon from 3:30 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. While you are listening to the sound of my voice at this time, God truly woke you up this morning, and that was the start of your blessings for this glorious day. He didn't have to do it, but he surely did. For someone somewhere was not able to get out of bed this morning, and you were. So go ahead and give God a very high note of praise. God loves you so much that he gave you another chance to get right with him on today. Faithful and worthy to be praised. Continue to look for your blessings every day. Do you agree we need to complain less and certainly pray more? For those of you who are not aware, our God-ordained Blog Talk Radio broadcast is sponsored by our appointed ministries, which are called Men in Search of Change and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. The broadcast is geared towards the sole purpose of helping you make the necessary changes you need to accomplish your goals and God-given destiny through understanding the change process. In order to be victorious in all that you do in obedience to God while you are traveling through your spiritual journey, just know that God sits high and looks low, and he will take care of those who are obedient to his holy word on a daily basis. Just trust God. If he said it, he will do it. Praise God. And for those of you who have turned into our radio broadcast late, know that you have turned into our radio broadcast entitled Come Together for a Change. I certainly would like to also welcome our faithful listeners, our brand new listeners, and our devoted partners. We truly have an amazing lesson prepared for you today, straight from heaven. Amen? Did you know that favor is looking for you? God is not waiting to bless you. He has already blessed you. There is favor with your name on it. Healing, health, promotion, finances, joy, it already belongs to you. Amen? When you start believing that it is yours, then you will receive the good things that God has in store just for you.
stand in your faith and take hold of what belongs to you. Remember, God is on your side, and he desires only good things for you. God's favor is opening up new doors of opportunity for you, so get ready to receive them all. Our inspiration for this week reads as follows, which was written by our own host of Come Together for Change, Senior Chaplain Alva Hudson W. Griffin. And it reads as follows. Today, don't let lies from the enemy or pressure from the world keep you from taking hold of everything the Lord has for you. Open your heart by faith and receive whatever it is that you need today. Just begin to thank him for his provision in your life and move forward in confidence and strength, knowing that the Lord is with you. Be positive. Speak the word in faith. You can do it if you are more. You are more than a conqueror. Remember, death and life is in the power of the tongue. Your words can help, hurt, hinder, motivate, or humiliate. Be careful what you say. No matter what today has in store, as a believer in Jesus, you can approach this day with boldness, confidence, and by all means, your faith in God. Why? Because the Lord is with you, and in him is everything you need in this life. That means that if you need provision for something today, provision is with you. If you need wisdom today, wisdom is with you. If you need strength, joy, or peace today, it's with you. You can be confident today knowing that all of your needs are supplied spiritually, physically, and emotionally because the Lord is with you. And best of all, he promised never to leave you. Isn't it good to know that you will always have whatever you need anytime you need it? My, my, my. Such a wonderful inspiration by our host today. Now, our topic for today and for this week is, what is faith? What is faith? Our scriptures will be coming from 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and the 7th verse. And it reads as follows, for we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. Now, it is time to receive your special blessing from God for this week. It certainly gives me an honor as well as a great pleasure to introduce to some and to present to others my amazing, beloved husband and gifted speaker of today, the host of Come Together for Change, the anointed, blessed, powerful, and dynamic Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith.
Praise the Lord. Thank you very much, Shalia. It's a wonderful privilege to come your way another afternoon. And this is Memorial Day. It's a memorial to the dead. It's a memorial to those who lost their lives in wars. And now we are looking at them. It's Memorial Day, and we are sort of remembering them. We are sort of bringing to remembrance, as it were. We are bringing to remembrance the memorial of those who died in the different wars. And I'm going to be speaking to you today on what is faith. You say, well, that is not appropriate because it doesn't put it cut in with all those who died. Well, all those who died need to be able, it is not for the dead, the memorial is for the living, all those who are alive. Therefore, it is important for you to know what is faith and why it is necessary, because you as a living person today need to be able to follow the word of God and understand what the word says. because our faith is a relationship with God. As a matter of fact, without faith, you cannot please God. So it's important for you to understand that. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So we have to look at what is faith. And it's important for us to understand what is faith. Because it says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. So if it is impossible to please God without faith, we better understand what is faith. And in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And in the NIV version, it says, faith is being sure of what you hope for, a certain of what we do not see. Faith is being sure of what we hope for, uncertain of what we do not see. So in other words, if you are not certain of what you hope for, and being sure of what you do not see, you do not have faith. Because God wants us to have faith, because his word said, without faith, it is impossible. So if something is impossible, it is therefore necessary for us to understand what we are to go after. Now, in living your life, I'm sure that you would have gone after different things. And somebody would say, well, the first thing to go after is money, because without money, you do not have the security to go forward in life. But according to the scripture, the apostle said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now, the question is, do you want to please God, or do you want to please man? Do you want to please God, or you want to please the desires of the flesh? Do you want to please God, or you want to be what God would have you to be? Because if you do not understand what God would have you to be, you are going to be a failure in trying to find God. Do you want to trust God and have a relationship with him, that whenever you have a need, your needs can be met by the Father, because you know him and have a relationship with him? So it's important for us to understand what faith is all about. And the scripture that my wife read said, we walk by faith and not by sight. In other words, it's not just what you see that matters. You walk by faith. It is faith in the knowledge of the Word of God that's going to bring you into an understanding of what God will have you to do. Because, again, in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, faith cometh by what? By hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So therefore, if you are going to get faith, you have to have a knowledge of the word of God. Because without this knowledge of the word of God, faith is not going to come, all right? In Romans chapter 1, verse 17, it says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So the just shall live by faith. So if the just is to live by faith, then the just has got to understand, well, we've got to understand who is the just. The just are the people who have given over to God. The just are the people who are willing to live by faith. The just are the people who are willing to follow Jesus. The just are the people who are willing to understand and do what God would have them to do. All right. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, faith cometh by what? hearing and hearing by the word of God. So if you do not know the word of God, you cannot follow. So it's important to understand what the word says. Jesus said, if you have as much faith as a grain of mustard seed, you should say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible. So faith really is the background. Faith really is the undergirder for your belief in Jesus Christ. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, so you will have to look to get some faith. How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing the word of God. And so you have to know the word of God. You have to know what the word of God says, because the word of God in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 17 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that leadeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So you have to study the word of God. You have to be able to put the word of God in your mind, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, you cannot keep the word of God in your heart unless you're willing to study it. Somebody says, well, you can't just believe all the word of God. Who says so? In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, the first verse, the first letter in that verse says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. All scripture, not some scripture, but all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So you have to recognize that if you're going to walk by faith, you have to recognize that you have to study the word, number one. And number two, you have to recognize that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, not some. Somebody may have told you that some of the scripture is given by the inspiration of God, but you cannot believe what other people say. You have got to believe what the word of God says. Therefore, it's important to understand that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And then you, in Psalm 119, verse 9 to 11, it says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Unless you are willing to hide the word of God in your heart, you cannot have that faith that God is willing to give you, because you cannot walk by faith if you don't know what the word says. And it's important to know what the word says. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. When you know the word of God, you cannot deliberately sin against God. When you know the word of God, you are able to walk by faith. You are able to put the word of God in your heart and walk by faith, because the word says that just shall live by faith. Therefore, if you know God's word, you have got to be able to walk by faith. Are you able to walk by faith? Are you able to understand that faith is being sure of what we hope for? Are you able to understand that you're not going to get anywhere in the Christian life by watching other people? It is not what other people do or say. It is what God's words say to you. Are you ready to walk by faith? Are you ready to do the things that God would have you to do? Because if you're ready to do this, you are going to find joy in serving God. All right? The word in Psalm 190, verse 16 says, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of their righteous judgments judgments endure forever. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteous. And in Proverbs 30, verse 5, it says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. So what am I saying this evening? I'm saying that if you understand the principle, the background to be where God would have you to be, the just shall live by faith. If you understand that faith is the substance of things hoped for, if you understand that without faith it is impossible to please God, then you will walk by faith, and then you will turn your life over to him, and then you will learn to believe his word, and you will understand that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things seen, not seen. What are you saying to yourself this evening? Are you looking at the circumstances that you found yourself in? Are you looking at the things that are tormenting you? Are you looking at the things that are making life impossible for you? The just shall live by faith, right? For we walk by faith and not by sight. Therefore, if any man in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. So you have to watch what the word says. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you have to understand that your growth will not be, your growth will be compounded if you do not walk by faith. You've got to understand what the word says. Spiritual birth is the first stage of spiritual development. You walk by faith, because that's what Jesus said, that we must be born again. So we walk by faith, and then we must grow spiritually. 1 Peter 2:2, it says that we have to be able to understand that we must grow by faith, grow in the knowledge of the Lord and Jesus and the Savior Jesus Christ. So we have to grow by the knowledge of the word. So do you know the word? Spiritual discipline. You've got to discipline your mind to follow what God is saying. Spiritual warfare. You will be able to, you will have to understand spiritual warfare, because the word says all that will live godly in Christ must suffer persecution. You must understand your spiritual responsibilities for going to church, for reading the word, and for praying. So it's important that you follow spiritual responsibilities. And then you have to look at spiritual discipline. You have to understand that you have to walk in the way that God would put you in. And you have to understand spiritual maturity. Are you matured in the word? There are lots of people who have been going to church for a long time, but they have not been matured in the word. They have not been able to understand that we walk by faith and not by sight. They have not been able to understand that thy word is settled in from the beginning, and that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It is your knowledge of the word that's going to make a difference in your life today. You've got your faith can only be increased when your knowledge of the word is increased. Is your knowledge of the word increased today? Is your knowledge of the word is increased, that God is able to make a difference in your life. He wants to make a change in your life. He wants to come and show you the differences that are needed. You cannot keep watching the circumstances. You cannot keep watching the things that are trying to defile you. You've got to realize that God's word is most important. You've got to realize that God is the one that will bring you into an understanding. In St. John's 8:31 and 32, it says, then said Jesus unto them which believe on him, if ye continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So the knowledge of God's word will bring you into the understanding that you should know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Are you ready to give over to God and understand the importance of not just going to church, but you've got to be able to read His Word. Reading His Word is so important, because if you do not follow His Word, yes, you will not be able to be the person that God would have you to be. In Colossians 3:16, it says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord." And Hebrews, again, we hear this scripture, "For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, out of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." So if the word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, then you need to know what the word says. You will need to put the word of God in your heart. You need to put the word of God where the devil cannot steal it. Deep in your mind, deep in your heart. Come on now, it's time to get rid of the evil speaking of each other. It's time to get rid of the things that will bring you into condemnation. It's time to know that if you put away the things that would easily offend others, you are going to come into an understanding of God's purpose. Are you willing to walk by faith? Are you willing to do the things that God would have you to do? When you realize that we walk by faith and not by sight, and have faith come by hearing the word of God. So when you hear this, you need to put the word of God in your heart. You need to put the word of God deep in your mind, in your thoughts, because Jesus said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." So if His word is not going to pass away, then we need to follow it. We need to be able to understand it. We need to be able to live by it, because this is where we're going to get faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So your faith can only increase where the word of God increases in your heart. I want to pray with you this evening that God will grant you the peace, and that God will grant you the love. God will grant you the joy, that you will be able to walk by faith and not by sight. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you right now on the behalf of all those who have been listening to your word and they do not quite understand how to live by faith. Grant them wisdom. Grant them understanding, that they will live by faith and not by sight, not by the things they see, but they will understand that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Grant them wisdom to follow your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was a wonderful, wonderful lesson on faith. So now you should know what faith is, and you should know how to use faith. Amen. Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith. And at this time, we have one more surprise, and that is another inspiration from Sister Mary Bernard, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi.
Go ahead, Mary.
Okay. Yes. My poem is today. The title of it is called "God Is My Everything." God is my everything, my peace, joy, and all. He is always on the ball. He sees and knows everything that you need, and He always carries your deeds. I will bless Him at all times because Jesus is mine. He is very much alive. In Him, He will abide. Jesus shines like pure gold, and we never grow old. How great is that thou art? You shine like a star. Lord, you are my everything, and this will I sing.
Thank you so much, Sister Mary from Atlanta, Georgia. That was absolutely amazing, and we just thank God for blessing you with this gift to be able to write poetry. So all of us are blessed today, and all of us know that God is our everything. Amen. Have a wonderful and blessed day to all.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not common, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.